This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The trial for two former Aurora police officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain has been delayed. It was due to start next month, but a judge today granted a request by defense attorneys to move it to later this year. There are also two other trials set, one for the paramedics involved in the case and another for the first officer on the scene, also scheduled for later this year. Kaiser Permanente has pledged as much as $10 million to Denver Health as it faces financial headwinds. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The new funds from Kaiser Permanente will help the state's flagship safety net hospital, Denver Health, with vital services. That includes access to primary and specialty care for those who can't pay. Kaiser Permanente will fund a $5 million grant now. Another $5 million will come as a matching donation. Denver Health cares for nearly 30% of Denver's population annually. It provides the highest percentage of care to uninsured patients of any Denver area hospital. In 2022, it provided $120 million in uncompensated care to the community. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And after a 47-year wait, the NBA Finals have arrived in Denver. With the first quarter in the books, the Nuggets lead the Miami Heat 29-20. This is the first Finals appearance by the Nuggets. The seven-game series continues on Sunday from Ball Arena in Denver. Game 3 heads to Miami. Expect scattered showers and storms tonight from Grand Junction into Denver up into Fort Collins. Rain chances will stick around through the weekend. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.